This is KUNM. I'm Hannah Colton. People say bad street lighting contributes to fatalities and violence in some parts of Albuquerque, and national studies bear this out. There's plenty of finger-pointing, but KUNM's Marisa DeMarco reports when it comes to information about broken streetlights, the public's still mostly in the dark.
Blocks of the same busted streetlights have plagued some parts of Albuquerque for as long as anyone can remember, especially in the International District.
It's symbolic. When you think and you have conversations about what does a ghetto look like or what does a barrio look like, but, you know, those of us who live here and know our neighbors, we see it in a very different way.
Reina Luz Suarez is a longtime resident here and the co-coordinator of the area's Healthy Communities Coalition. People in the district have been trying for years to turn the lights on, but the process is confusing, and even just basic info about these taxpayer-funded lights is hard or impossible to get.
It feels like a community where disinvestment is okay, and it's not. It's not okay.
Most of the lights in this area are owned by PNM, the state's largest electric utility. Others are owned by the city, and the city pays PNM's electricity bill for all of them each month. At KUNM, we wanted to find out whether repairs were happening equitably across neighborhoods or happening at all, but no one would provide information about where broken streetlights are, how long they'd been down, or when they'd be fixed. Neighborhood volunteers started doing this municipal mapping work themselves years ago. Bernadette Hardy is the coalition's other coordinator.
Periodically, we go out at night and we call it midnight drives. We usually have two people, so one driving, one mapping them out.
Then they report the lights that aren't working. The volunteer surveying is not a one-time deal, though, Hardy says.
But we have to keep up with it because we want to see if any changes have happened, if they've turned them on or fixed them.
The city of Albuquerque's most recent contract with PNM says lights are supposed to be repaired pretty quickly, within 72 hours in most cases. We don't know whether PNM is holding up its end of the deal or if the city is keeping track. We asked for the data, thinking we could map it ourselves after some wrangling a city official sent along an outdated survey they had. PNM refused to share the detailed info the company keeps and refused to do interviews. It's been going on like this for months.
That makes no sense to me, that it's not available to communities, individuals, and neighborhood associations.
Sarah Ijadi is with the Mid-Region Council of Governments and Bernalillo County's Healthy Here Initiative.
It can be mapped. That would at least make it easier for community members to inform their city government of what lights are working or not, whether they're PNM or City of Albuquerque lights.
PNM has a map like that, showing broken streetlights and their repair schedule. At least that's what City Councilor Pat Davis said, who told us he once laid eyes on it. But PNM would never confirm this map, and we couldn't find it anywhere. PNM's a private company, and so not subject to the state's open records laws. At a news conference in the International District this spring, Albuquerque Mayor Tim Keller went up in a cherry picker and turned on an LED streetlight mid-afternoon.
It's been a long road. There's lots of long roads that we've all been down on different ways, but I want to tell you a little bit about this particular one, the quest for lighting.
Politicians gave speeches about partnerships and the future. PNM's CEO, Patricia Vincent Colon, spoke too.
And you know, as a member of our community, we live and we work here. It's important to us that we have good lighting and that safety is a priority.
It was a chance for me to get some answers, maybe, from PNM. As soon as the press conference was over, Vincent Colon was surrounded by aides and spokespeople.
I just want to make sure that you get there in time.
Thanks. Hi there. Do you have time for a few questions?
No, don't. Thank you so much.
Sorry,
have a great night.
Somebody else. Thank you.
I would love to speak with your CEO.
I just don't want you, could you step on the sidewalk just so we're not in the road while you're here?
Yeah, so I've been asking for it, and they told me that I could probably do one after this event.
I wasn't aware of that. Yeah.
Yeah, so do you think I can speak with her?
She's leaving to go to another event, and unfortunately not right now.
All right.
The next night, I drove the area myself, like the neighbors do, to see, after all that, what lights were working. I spotted long stretches of dark lamps over unlit major streets. I stopped at a memorial for a young boy, and I saw new paper hearts and fresh flowers tucked into the chain-link fence. He was killed almost 2 years ago now by cars in the dark under broken streetlights. For KUNM, I'm Marisa DeMarco.
PNM did create a new way to report a broken streetlight if you think it belongs to the company. Head over to pnm.com/streetlights.